Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Join your host, Leilani Graham, along with special guests every Tuesday as they delve deep into the world of spirituality. From holistic health and wellness to cosmic evolution, vibrational physics, and everything in between. Let's work together to reach our own empowered greatness. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Aloha and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, Leilani Graham. I'd like to welcome all of our listeners that are tuning in and all those that have called into our show. It's great to have each and every one of you join us this evening and in inviting us into your homes on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. But before we get our show moving forward, I'd like to share our call-in number with all of you, and that is area code 347-327-9086. Pardon me. Our call-in number is area code 347-327-9086. Please forgive me, everyone. You know, it's live. There's a bound to be little hiccups here and there. And, you know, it kind of makes my heart giggle a little bit, you know, because that's what it's all about, is us being able to come together in unity, working together as in unity to support each other as we navigate through 2024. I gotta say, it is such a pleasure to watch all of our listeners shift and utilizing the information that we have been sharing with all of you. And it really makes my heart extremely happy to witness firsthand all the shifts and changes that you guys are making. So I wanted to really recognize that this evening. And as many of you know that we're tuning in on Tuesday night, call after call after call, we had nothing but success stories and confirmations and et cetera, et cetera. You guys got the gist of it. I don't want to bore you guys too much with that. But, you know, when I walk away from the broadcast, excuse me, I sit and I reflect. And I can recall the very first radio broadcast almost, 6 months ago, and where we are today. Thank you for allowing me to be a small part of it, and for all of us that come to share our spiritual gifts with all of you. And 2024 holds great promises for humanity as a whole. And, you know, and I had invited all of you to jump on that train with all of us. So as we began this journey, and there's going to be a lot of exciting things. As you guys know, we're in a year of the eighth year, which is all about manifestation of your true desires, not wants, but desires. It also entails and whispers in each of your ears to manifest, and it's, the gates are opening up for you to manifest wealth, prosperity, abundance. It's going to be important for all of us to really, truly lean on our own inner voice, our own intuition, and to really, truly trust in ourselves on the choices and decisions that we choose to make on a daily basis. As you guys know, I've also shared about this will be the year to be wise and making sure that you be due diligent on your research before you get involved with investments. But, you know, it's going to be exciting for a lot of people, if you've ever wanted to get into that particular area and it's always interest you, this would be the year for it. But remember, it's going to be important for you guys to really do your research, okay? I also want to remind you guys that on April the 8th, we're having a total eclipse, and that's going to entail the actual rewiring of every man, woman, and child's brain, okay? That's right. You heard me say that. It's a rewiring of our brains. So it whispers amazing things that will unfold for all of us. And at the same time, we have to always keep in the forefront of our minds, it's all about taking action. If you need to clean up things in your life, in your personal life, maybe it's paperwork or getting organized, or, you know, you put certain things on the back burner, is, you know, pull those things off the back burner and let's get this done. And we're going to do this together. You're not on this journey by yourself at all. And remember this, okay? I have two amazing young ladies that are on the show with us this evening. Sorry, guys. I got to take a moment and just giggle at myself, for Pete's sakes. Sorry, I'm having a moment. Can you guys tell? I'm sure you can. But anyway, I'd like to start off with sharing a short background history on Mary Lou Chapman. As many of you are aware, she has 30 years of experience in counseling, teaching basic and advanced metaphysics, providing intuitive assistance, and giving spiritual and pastor guidance. Mary Lou has a consciousness of clarity and accuracy, which is rare and exciting. I'd like to encourage all of you to visit with Mary Lou, and her website is trustyourangels.com. Once again, that website is trustyourangels.com. So our second guest for this evening is Michelle Weber, and she is certified in integrated energy therapy, Reiki Master Teacher, Cranial Temple Activation, Registered Practitioner, Animal Reiki, Quantum Releasing and Deep Coding, Crystal Healing Therapy, Tuning Fork, Registered Therapist, Access Bars, Biomat Therapy, and Sound Therapy. Now, if you would like to personally go visit with Michelle on her website, that is contourbodyandmind.com. Again, that website address is contourbodyandmind.com. You also can contact her through her email, and that is, of course, realmsofpeace@outlook.com. Again, that email address, realmsofpeace@outlook.com, or you can give her a call at area code 570-506-7847. Again, that contact number is area code 570-506-7847. I am pulling myself together. It's so wonderful when all the big boys come rushing in. It just brings a tickle to my heart. And so this is where you'll see me do that periodically when I get on radio. And they definitely, excuse me, wanted to join us this evening. So please, let's get together and give both these young ladies a warm welcome to Universal Spiritual Connection. Mary Lou and Michelle, are you with me?
Here I am. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hi, it's Michelle. How's everybody doing?
I'm sure they're probably just as sassy as me and going, would you get yourself together, Leilani, so we can get on with this show?
Oh, I know. The angels and guys are coming in so hot and heavy that they gave me an instant hot flash. It was just like, I literally felt like the sweat was pouring off me.
Well, I had those. Well, you know, we're in a time of great change, Leilani, and a lot of things are going to be happening and if not in your personal life, you're going to be hearing about stuff globally, things are going on.
Well, please do share while we've got you in the forefront. Why don't you go ahead and get us started, Mary Lou, and share invaluable information to our listeners, and then we'll let Michelle expound upon it.
Well, you know, I work with the sun, moon, and planets, and at this time, we have on the 20th, which is Saturday. I think that's Saturday, right? So this is the 17th. I think it's, no, that's the 18th. This is for January 20th. The planet Pluto, which is one of the planets, you know, way out in space, but it's considered it's a planet about transformation and things happening fast. And it's like, wow, one minute this is going on, the next minute that's going on. And it's going to go into the sign of Aquarius. Now, Aquarius is a very social sign, but they're also very determined. They have their own views on things. And they better just, you know, if you're born and if you're an Aquarius, you better get ready because things are going to be happening in your life that you did not plan. You know, Aquarians sometimes like to have everything be in place. They don't like change that much. They like, you know, it's even hard to get them to go to a different restaurant. You know, they just want to go to the same place all the time. Well, there's going to be a lot of changes in your life, of course. It's going to affect all the signs, all of us. All of us are going to be affected. But Aquarius, it's going to be there for like 20 years. So Pluto's going to be in Aquarius from January 20th, which is coming up, till 2044. So that's 20 years, I think. So it's going to be a really crazy time. And actually, it's all good. I'm not trying to scare anybody. This is a big deal because it only happens every 248 years where Pluto goes into Aquarius. So, you know, none of us will see this again. It's going to be happening starting on Saturday. It just means so all you need to know is unprecedented events. You know, things that we normally see and we normally do are changing. And this is in our society. You know, I just heard, I can't get into politics on this station. I'm not going to try. But, you know, they're already trying to think of different ways to do different things now because we're having a big election coming up and there's going to be a lot of changes with that. And it's going to be an interesting time for everybody, and it's like it's going to represent like transition. So a lot of people are going to be moving. They're going to be changing jobs. They're going to be maybe starting a new relationship, or maybe they're going to think about ending a relationship and starting a new one, or they're going to think about maybe taking that next step. And if they're with somebody, you know, maybe they're going to think about getting engaged or getting married. It's like, you know, big changes. We call it transpersonal. What's transpersonal? It happens in your personal life. It's change in your personal life, your friends, your family, your coworkers, the people that, you know, that you love and care for. And it's going to be a long-term thing, and it's going to be, it's going to just really affect the sign of Aquarius a lot. Plus, it's going to be really affecting all of us in different ways. And, you know, it'd take 2 hours to show just to tell you which sign it would affect. You know, every sign is different how it's going to affect it. So you can look it up on the internet, Pluto into Aquarius for 20 years, and you can see all the different things that are going to be happening. But it's really a great time because it's about telling the truth. People are going to start wanting the truth. They don't want con games or, you know, social media messing them up. They want the truth, and they're not going to have anything but the truth. You know, they're not going to stand for anything but the truth, and that's going to really change some things in our society. And we're going to see what's really going on behind the scenes. You know, people won't be able to hide things anymore. They'll have to come out and, you know, we'll find things out about people that we never thought. And it's just going to be a really unbelievable time. And I just wanted to check because our next show isn't until probably after the 20th. So get ready, everybody. Just get ready. Okay, Leilani?
Well, you know, I'm really glad you brought that to the table this evening because, as you guys know, I'm really big about service to humanity. I'm also very big on if I succeed, you succeed. And you guys also understand my heart. My heart has always been with our listeners, all the people that tune in, because I enjoy, it makes my heart happy when I see people making great strides in their own success, whatever that might mean or look like for them. And why wouldn't we? Because we're all in the same boat together. And, you know, the thing for this year besides great manifestation is change. And it's going to be big changes. You know, I'm sure many of you have heard throughout the years, you know, you've heard the same buzzwords all the time, over and over again. This time, I'd really, truly would like to invite each and every one of you to take what we're sharing with all of you to heart and get yourselves geared up and prepared. My desire for all of you is to really tap into that manifestation, claiming your desires in life. The energy is going to be there to really support each and every one of you. Now, interesting enough, anything on this planet that is not of integrity, you're going to see a lot of that collapse right before your very eyes, okay? The old paradigm is officially collapsing, and we will see the rebirth of many great new things that's all been designed and geared towards the support of humanity. You can't get any better than that, people. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm excited. And, you know, of course, many of you know I'm a Taurus, and Tauruses don't always like change. But I got to say, I'm really on that train. I'm ready for change. I've worked many, many years for this moment, and I have to say to you that it's here. It's finally here, okay? And the next 20 years, we're going to see many new structures, designs of buildings that will cause you to stop and be in total awe, because it'll be so unique and different that, and so way ahead of its time that you're going to really go, oh my gosh, where did this come from? To the vehicles we drive. To the types of homes we're going to have, all of that is going to change. And, of course, it's not going to happen overnight, as you guys know, because many of us wouldn't be able to assimilate it. But one of the key areas that the masters keep reminding me of is to remind all of you it's going to be about action. It's all going to be about you having a positive outlook on everything, including the ones that may be a challenge or uncomfortable for you. I'd like to invite all of you to switch your perception on how you're viewing it, okay? Because as these things begin to unfold, if you are able to look at the bigger picture, then you'll be able to get excited, because you know that there's a new birth, rebirth happening. Because as the old collapses, the new comes in. Okay. So, Michelle, I'd like to really bring you forward. And thank you, by the way, Mary Lou. And I'd like to hear what you have to say about all of this as well.
Yes. So, I work closely with my guides and angels, and they all are saying right along with you that there is major changes going on, huge developments for each and every one of us, huge shifts for each and every one of us. There's going to be, you're going to be able to feel your guides and angels with you. Just ask for help and they will show up for you. And it's just, it's just an overwhelming feeling that I'm getting by just the beautiful blessings that we're going to be receiving, especially on April 8th. We're going to be receiving these amazing, beautiful rewires for our brains. And my guides and angels are saying this is a huge, huge step to help change humanity to what we know as it is to what it's going to be. It's going to be totally different. And we have to just gear our minds, gear our bodies, and be ready for this. It's going to be very important for us. And I'm super, super excited about it.
I am too. And thank you for that, Michelle, because one of the reminders that I want to share with all of you is each day the energy is getting faster and faster. And our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies is one are going to keep up with that pace of the energy moving very quickly. But I also want to remind you that it's very important that you take one step at a time. If you need to do research, do it. You need to take a moment to really think things through before you take action, because you have to think it through, take action, okay? That's going to be extremely important. As simple as getting your paperwork in order, then let's get it done. Or we need to make doctor appointments, or I need to send out thank you notes. Simple things like that is going to be very important in this energy of 2024, okay? And if you attempt to keep up with the pace of the energy as it increases, you're going to need to be careful, because you will set yourself up for you tripping, falling, getting in potential accidents of various types. So you need to make sure that you keep your wits to yourself as we continue embarking on 2024. And as you know, Michelle, we just got through receiving some massive encodements. It was, a couple of days ago or 3 days ago? And we spent 2 days receiving encodements, and so we're in the process of actually assimilating those encodements right here, right now. What are some of the symptoms, Michelle, that you can share with us this evening that might be the causing the effects as we continue moving forward?
Well, the symptoms will affect people differently. So some people will feel very lethargic, very tired, and it's just your body's rebooting. Some people will get extreme amount of energy bursts where you can conquer just about everything. Some people will feel completely run down. You can possibly catch a cold because your body is just, it's just, like a computer, it's rebooting, but in that sleep mode, and you can have some aches, some pains, some of the pains feel like growing pains, like you're a child and you're feeling those growing pains. Your muscles will ache, your knees, all your joints could ache. It's just a high variety of different effects with different people. Don't you agree?
I do. I really do. And thank you, Michelle, for bringing that to the attention of our listeners. Because as these things, if they should arise for you, and of course, if you feel it's a serious issue, first thing you need to do is pick up the phone and call it, call your doctor and set up an appointment and go have it checked out. You know, be wise about that as well, because this year is all also going to entail all about health and wellness, okay? And we will continue purging throughout the 2024, you know, to make room for all the encodements, all the light energy that's flooding the planet. We have to make room to be able to integrate that within our own systems. So that's where I've encouraged some of you to have a healer in mind in case you need additional support. If you feel, and you know, all of us know, if there's a, you feel that there's a health issue that could potentially be developing, call your doctor. Get an appointment, okay? Be wise about all of that. Start revisit or reflecting on the food you're choosing to eat. That's going to be extremely important. Is it time for you to get out and start exercising or just walking the park, spending more time outdoors? One of the suggestions that I'd like for you all to consider, and the time is here, okay, is really taking care of your immune system this year. What does that mean? Getting sleep. If you feel tired, honor you're tired. Oh. Go take a nap. Because, you know, we are a society that's busy being busy. And part of that is making sure, because we're not going to be able to keep up with everything, okay? Some things can, it can wait till I take a nap. When I get up in the, when I get up from my nap, I can address that, okay? But you, only you can determine what those things are. But make sure whatever you do is get proper sleep. If you need to take a nap, take a nap. Excuse me. If you need to change your diet, by all means, consider doing that. Go in your refrigerator. Take a good look at what you're doing. Do you need to incorporate various types of activity that gets you to move your body? Do you need to spend more time outdoors? Because that renews us. Every time we go outdoors, we're assimilating those higher frequencies. And we're staying grounded, because being grounded in the physical is going to be extremely important for every single one of you. So, Mary Lou, let me bring you back to the forefront, and I'd like for you to add more if you would.
Well, I think you're right, Leilani, about this whole thing is with this, the Pluto one. So people are saying, well, it says Pluto in Aquarius, so that's not going to affect anybody. This Aquarius, I said, oh, no. It means everybody. I don't care where you live. If you live in Africa, if you live in Asia, if you live in Europe, if you live in America, it doesn't matter where you live, what you do, who you know, it's going to affect you. And I want to talk a little bit about technological. I know it's mainly societal. You know, it's mainly about your transpersonal life. But also there's going to be some incredible technological things, like people are saying, you know, medical breakthroughs, things are talking about a flying car. So pretty soon our cars won't even be on the ground. They'll be up in the air. Now, you may think, well, this is way long. You know, this is years and years from now. But no, these things are already starting to manifest where they're, you know, they haven't announced it, of course. But it's going to be, you know, there's more and more things coming up all the time. And there are extraordinary developments that no one could have thought of. You know, like some of the cancers that we have right now, there's new ways of treating them and dealing with them so they aren't so catastrophic or you know. And it's going to be wonderful, wonderful new things that are coming. So it's not all, you know, sometimes Pluto represents rebellion and revolution. Well, that's true. But this transit, this Pluto change, you know, going into an Aquarius for 20 years, is going to be really about the changes that are going to be coming up for the future generations, for the current people out there. You're, just like you said, wellness, health is going to be top priorities. We're going to be learning how to manage different things that we never thought we could before. And it's going to be some advancements and achievements that are going to be, you know, revolutionary. So that's just one of the, that's just one of them. That's just one of the things that are going to be happening. There's so much more for each person. And if you have a job where communication is the highlight, well, you know, you're always talking to people, like you're a receptionist or you're a customer service, there are a lot of changes in that department too. Maybe it's good to actually get where you make a phone call and you're not talking to a robot, you know, or maybe you're going to be able to talk to people and communicate with people better. And it's going to be just a wonderful thing, really. It's not anything evil so far. It's just transpersonal. In other words, your life is going to change, but it's going to be good. It's not going to all be bad, okay? And if you don't believe this, if you think this is a bunch of baloney, yeah, you may have some problems. If you have no desire to go with the flow of the energy, just like what Michelle says, these new energetic modems and paradigms that are coming, well, you know, it may not be easy for you. But if you're willing to go with the flow of the energy and to see what happens, it's going to be incredible for people.
Well, I would, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because we're going to be saturated with technology that's really going to blow our minds, okay? And
yeah.
I mean that, literally.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are certain things that are being presented to us. I'm not quite sure how I feel about that at this time. I'm sure
yeah.
I'll eventually get there. You know, for instance, you know, where you can use AI and it does a lot of writing and designing and all kinds of stuff for you. I'm not sure how I feel, and this is just my opinion. I think about the people that design websites or that do design work, excuse me, people that write books. You know, where does that all fit in with this type of technology? I'm sure even this technology can be a good thing if it is in fact used in a very positive way where it enhances our lives, but not to take away us using our own thinking process. And this is what concerns me. This is just my opinion. You know, okay, so I have a robot that will write all everything I need to write and type it for me and do spell check and all that other stuff. What does that do to my own thinking process? You know, so...
Yeah. You could have your own robot, you know, your own, hire a robot, you know, come
yeah.
see an office assistant that's a robot.
And who knows? I may end up using it. You just never know about that. I think about these things, you know, with the, it looks like a big goggle mask that you put on your face and you can play games and exercise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
the goggles,
and I have a little bit of my concern with that as well, okay? And we have to make sure that we are being mindful and limiting ourselves, because we can get so caught up in a fantasy reality that do we spend all our time in the fantasy reality, because it's a lot more fun there than it would be, because, you know, we've had a lot of people are on computers, on our telephones, that kind of thing. When I go out, I put my phone down. And if I'm at a party with friends, or if I'm just sitting on my back patio enjoying my company, I put my phone down. And I pay attention to the people that are in front of me because they have real value. I want to hear what they have to share with me, and vice versa. And so these are all the different things that are swirling around in my mind. Okay. And I think if we use things in moderations and be consciously aware of how we can play a role and can be negative in our lives. So you guys decide, because only you can make that decision, because this year is all going to be about self-empowerment. And as you guys know, the energy is of the Divine Mother. It's going to all be about the heart center, unconditional love. And that's where a lot of us that have been looking for relationships, new friends, new business contacts, whatever the case is, it's going to be all about that unconditional love. And it's going to be about people helping people, people coming together in unity. So, Michelle, I'll turn it back over you. And I'm aware of our callers, so not to worry, everyone. I will be answering you guys' calls, okay? If you would, Michelle.
Yes. I had something on my mind that I wanted to say, and it just totally left my brain.
But you know what? That is one of the signs,
yes,
of the ascension. Interestingly enough, that is part of the ascension. So if you forget your thought or whatever the circumstances is, just know all is well, okay? Because we're changing.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Oh my goodness. My whole pattern of brain thought was all right there. I knew what I wanted to say, and it just went poof right away. Oh my goodness!
I don't feel so bad, because look what I was doing when I was signing on to the show. I mean, I was stumbling. I kept laughing, and I really wanted to laugh. I mean, just a good, hearty laugh. And
uh-huh.
I was really trying to sit here and suppress it, right? Because I'm going, you're on live radio, Leilani. Knock it off.
Yes. I know. I'm sitting here, and all my guides and angels are, like, sitting in my room with me. And they're all just staring at me, and I can feel their energies and the rolls of hot flashes that just keep coming on me. And I don't get hot flashes. Yeah, I'm going through perimenopausal, but I've been lucky I don't get hot flashes. But tonight, man, they are just pounding on me. And I have my fan on full blast, and then I get cold. And then now all the hot flashes are coming again, and they're all sitting around here smiling and laughing at me. And I'm like, this isn't cool.
You know what? I got to interject here. That's been happening to me too. Because one minute I'm real hot and I'm starting to peel stuff off. And the next thing I know, I'm all of a sudden just, it's like an icy cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Icy cold. Yeah.
I'm sitting here. I'm like, guys, please don't do this right now. I need to focus and relax and enjoy and talk. And they're all sitting around giggling. They're just giving me, I don't know, a taste of my own medicine, because I constantly say I don't get hot flashes.
Yeah, but see, there goes again with the energy of 2024. Because,
yes.
Okay, everyone, it's going to be about joy. It's going to be important for us to really black out some of your days in your calendar for playtime. Let your inner child come out to play, all right? And that's going to be extremely important for every single one of us, okay? So, but before I turn it back over to you guys, I'm going to reiterate to all of you. Sometimes you have to read between the lines when I speak on radio, because as you guys all know, We have to be mindful of the things that we say and do on radio. Okay? So make sure you start taking care of your immune system. The time is upon us, upon each and every one of us. Okay? So whatever that looks like for you, how to support your immune system, partly, as you guys know, is getting proper rest. Okay? Matter of fact, I was on a 6-hour phone call yesterday, and I was asked, I kid you not, well, how many hours do you sleep in a night? I said, and I actually said, I'm lucky if I get 4 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. Literally. Sometimes it's only 2 hours of sleep. And I got to tell you, ladies, I woke up this morning and it felt so good. I haven't slept so deeply as I did last night. I actually slept into 8 o'clock this morning, and wow, that's late for me. I'm usually up around 4 o'clock in the morning.
The sun is up,
Leilani.
The sun is up.
Yep. I'm usually up every morning at 6 a.m. because I have to get my granddaughter off to school. And yeah, I go to bed around midnight.
Yeah, I go to bed around midnight, and I'm up at 5. I don't like that. I want to sleep till 8.
But I'm sure you guys have, you know, like for me, you know, 11 o'clock comes around, and I'm going, well, I'm not tired.
Yep.
And then 1 o'clock will come. Well, I'm still not tired. I'll actually try and go to bed, and I'm tossing and turning because I can't sleep. So then I get up and I walk around and I go sit outside. Then I try to go back to sleep and it doesn't work. So I'm going, okay, I'm just going to go with the flow. And it's also going to be about surrender this year as well, letting go of any kind of resistance. Now, this is what I want to say to you guys as well. If you're spewing hatred, being revengeful, gossiping, talking bad about people behind their backs, being extremely judgmental, all those raw things, okay? Unfortunately, these people are not going to weather very well at all in 2024, okay? I'm just going to put that out there. If you ignore things, it will fester to where it will become like an explosion around you. And this is not to scare any of you. You know that about me. It's about you being empowered. Knowledge is power. Okay? So, Mary Lou, let me bring you back to the forefront because we'll soon start answering calls here.
Well, you know, what I want to try and get people to understand is that sometimes change comes to us in little, it doesn't have to come, you know, they're saying it's very powerful and all that. Yes, it is, but you have a little bit of control, you know. You can take in the changes as they come into your life and just, you know, take them in moderation. You don't have to, like, be, you know, climbing the walls or have panic attacks or anything like that. You just have to know that this is not happening next year. This is not happening, you know, in 10 years. This is happening right now. So the message that I get is we must try and live in our reality and try not to live in a fantasy world. If you're living in a fantasy world, try to, you know, wake up each morning and look around you and say, this is my world. So this is how I live. And if I want to make changes, I can. You know, I'm in control.
That's right.
And to feel more, like you say, empowered by the things that are going to be happening. New ideas, new maybe bonuses, promotions, things like that at your work. Things that you never thought would happen. You know, new jobs, new opportunities coming in. And you have control over that. But it's still, it's going to come to you. Now, I have a client that she's this one woman. She's a great person. She's looking for a relationship, and she likes this one particular gentleman. And you know, she really wants it back. She's been single for a while. She's a widow, and she wants, you know, she's really ready for it. But I said, you know, if you want instant gratification, if you want everything to happen right this second,
not going to happen.
It could just pass you right by, because you
That's
get
right.
so wound up in it all that the person can walk in the room, see you, smile at you, everything, and you're just like oblivious. You know, you don't even notice it because you're so wound up in your own fantasy. So it's important to be real now. Okay, go ahead.
Well, and another key point with that is if we become so obsessed of wanting something, you know, as simple as a love relationship, what we end up doing is that we create energetic blocks.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Literally. Allow yourself to radiate unconditional love. Everything else will follow. If you're looking for a love relationship, you're looking to have new friendships, all of those things will naturally gravitate to you because you're putting out that frequency out to the universe. But keep in mind, it happens in divine timing. Sometimes it's certain things have to come into play before these other elements come in. The universe is working around the clock, so to speak. They need time to set things up according to your blueprint, your personal blueprint. But if you are obsessing on certain things in your life, I'm telling you now, you're going to set up energetic blocks, and it's not going to happen. Mary Lou?
Yeah, that's what, yes, and this is with family, friends, coworkers, but especially with relationships of, you know, romantic nature, and have patience with yourself and try to live, you know, when you manifest, you want to manifest in the now, and or maybe the future too, you know, we work with the future, but we also want to manifest something that's real. You know, it's not something like a fantasy world. And a lot of people right now are kind of living in a fantasy world sometimes. But I really think that's going to change. I think with the arrival of Pluto in Aquarius and the eclipse in April, a lot of people are going to finally be able to deal with their reality and what that means for them. And you'll be a lot happier in the long run. You know, you'll feel happier about your life and where it's going and the things that are happening, and you'll bring the good to you, you know. So it's a very exciting time right now. I'm kind of like looking forward to seeing the different things that are going to happen. And, you know, maybe that's why I don't sleep. I don't know. I'm just, you know, anxious to see what's happened from day to day and everything. So I just wish everyone Godspeed with this. And just know that it's going to start in 2 days.
That's Amen. Oh, I'm so excited. But darn it, Mary Lou, do you have to rain on my parade of the fantasy reality?
Well,
I like playing in there sometimes.
Reality is important right now. Reality is important. If you want to, you know, I believe in fairy tales and all that kind of stuff. I believe in all of that. And wearing my, you know, carrying my little magic wand and stuff. I mean, I'm all into that. But right now, it's like, let's try and face our transpersonal, generational changes that are going to bring about fantastic things in our lives, new things, wonderful things. And I'm excited. I really am. I think it's going to be great.
I'm just bouncing around.
Large scale, you know, it's like, it's an incredible time for
I'm just messing around when I say don't rain on my parade. I like playing in
the
fantasy reality. Well, and the bottom line to that is that with this energy that's flooding in and the planetary alignments, it's not going to allow us it will literally snap us out of whatever it is that we decide to resign in, and getting real with our person, our personal lives, et cetera, et cetera. Before we answer our callers, Michelle, do you have anything further you would like to add?
Just be excited for our new adventures, because it is going to be amazing. And if we have bumps in the road, just like if you fall off a bike, just get back up, brush your knees off, brush your elbows off, and say, okay, let's do this again, and go. Because that's what we have to do.
Well,
and it's going to be exciting.
Well said. And that's the key. Claim your joy right now, because that is the fuel that you need to have in place to manifest. And it's about manifesting your desires, not your wants. Okay? So on that note, ladies, are you guys ready to rock and roll and answer some of our callers?
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So on that note, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 936 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Sheila in Texas.
Hi, Sheila. How are you this evening?
I'm really hurting. That's part of what I wanted to talk to you ladies about. I hurt myself. I hurt my back at work, and I thought, I twisted something wrong. And I had 72 hours by the time I figured out that it wasn't just something that, twisted the wrong way. That time had been passed for a week or so. And it's just been getting worse and worse and worse. Plus, my hip has been bothering me, and I've been using my Itera Care wand, my Tara Hertz wand on my hip, and that has been helping for quite a while. But I don't know, I think with my back being messed up now, I went to a new chiropractor, and they took, they take x-rays when you first go in, and I have three of my vertebrae that are like bone on bone on the side. And I'm thinking that's what's causing more of these issues, because my sciatica is just like, it's just like fire in my back and my bum and down my leg, and my hip is so bad. Like, it's just, I mean, even not lifting anything, and it's just, I'll be okay for a little bit. And it's strange, because it'll be okay, and then it'll be just, it takes my breath away, and I'm just holding my breath to get rid of it. And I tried getting a doctor's appointment, and I couldn't. And so I was wanting to ask, do you ladies think I should go make a 5-hour trip to the Indian reservation, where I can go to the hospital and get them to help me? Or should I... What do you guys think I should do? Or what do you ladies think?
I would agree with that. Well, first of all, let me ask you for your month and day you were born. No year.
March,
do not give
31st.
Me your year. Okay. Yes, I do, by the way. And Michelle, I'll go ahead and call you to the forefront first.
Okay. Absolutely, yes. My guides and angels are saying yes.
Make that drive.
Yep. Yes, make that drive. And see what's going on.
I was thinking about going tonight, but then, I hadn't made up my mind yet, and I thought, well, there we go. I'll talk to them. But,
Honestly, you should really get in the car in the morning and go for the drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I should get up early.
And I'm seeing what I can do in the background to actually support you and help you. Okay.
Yes, me too.
And so, Mary Lou.
Thank you, Mary.
You're
okay,
very
so,
welcome.
Okay. So, may I ask, where did you fall at work then? You fell at your work?
No, I work at Walmart, and I was lifting waters, the big cases, you know, the big 36 packs of case or 32 packs, whatever, of water, or 40, no, they're 40 packs, that's what they are, of water. And I did them, I've been doing them a lot. I used to love doing them because, you know, that and like 44 pounds of bags of dog food, no problem. I'd lift it up, but I just twisted the wrong way one day, and it just, and when they, it's like you feel a pop in your neck, you crack your neck or whatever, well, but I can feel it grind, and it's just.
Yeah, grind and pop.
I don't even know. Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Did you
and
say,
I don't know if my hip,
excuse me, Mary
I don't know if my
Lynn.
Hip is.
I got a quick question for you. I have a real quick question for you, if I may ask that. Oh, gosh. Masters, you guys are going to have to give that to me again. Mary Lou, go ahead and take over.
Okay, so
I got to retrieve it.
The right path for you at this time is to get checked out. You will go to this clinic or hospital, and you will get checked out. But here's the other thing. I'm just going to say this, you know me, I'm going to say it. There's something in your life you're done with. You're done.
One more time, please.
You're done, ma'am. You're done. It's time for a new chapter in your life. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but you're a wonderful person.
I feel the same exact way. Like, I don't know what – I have other things. You know, like when – Leonie was talking in the beginning of the program, like the very beginning, I was like, I felt like she was talking to me about, you know, like starting new and like filing, you know, paperwork and getting these things done and doing all these things. And like, I was like, oh my gosh, does she know? Is she watching me? I'm just, yeah, so much stuff. Like I've been feeling, I've been knowing, I've been needing to get something different to do. And now I'm just like at the point where I'm in trouble because I hurt myself and
so
I don't know.
It's going to start tomorrow. And we have the 20th is coming. So I really foresee. Now, is the chapter over yet? No. You still have to go and make that drive, listen to music, stay warm and cozy in your car, get some hot coffee or whatever you need, and you go. Because you're on the brink of a new chapter in your life. Has it started yet? No. But it will be starting. And this is the right path for you. Now, why does something like this have to happen so that we will make a change? Well, you know, it's God's, I don't like to say it's God's plan, but sometimes things happen for a reason. You know, maybe your body was just waiting for something, you know, just over the top or something. Because it was tired, and your body needs rest, and your body needs a new paradigm. And you're a smart, intelligent, good woman. And I just hope that you follow the advice of us tonight and go get checked out. And then you're going to know,
yes,
and you're going to feel so much better once you get checked out. Okay? Because I feel that. I'm sorry that you waited too long for the thing, but sometimes injuries manifest. In other words, we hurt ourselves, we don't think anything of it, and then, you know, and it gets worse a day or two later. That's happened to me. So I feel that you will recover from this, but you've got to do some deep thinking about new chapter in your life with this, because you're too great a person to follow this path of... The heavy lifting is over, I think.
Okay, so do you have an idea of what this new chapter might be?
Sure.
No, because many of it has got so many facets to it. But go ahead, Mary Lou.
Well, are you married at this time?
No, I have been a widow, and I've had a really horrible relationship.
Okay,
after.
Well, then guess what? Okay, so you, it has, as I said, it hasn't happened. You are going through some emotional transformation. An
emotional transformation.
Yep. And you're going to meet a wonderful person. And he's going to have his own money. You may not even have to work anymore. You can stay home and have a garden or something, you know. And it's like, and he's going to be so kind and so good to you, and you're going to be so happy. So 2024, I think, is a year for you to, you're a Pisces, I think, right?
I'm an Aries.
So I think you're going to have a good year with relationship. But you have to heal from this, and it's, Walmart doesn't like it. I don't know what to tell them. You know, you have to heal. But I believe that you're on the right path to meet him.
Subconsciously, she was ready to move on from the job anyway.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, and so it was orchestrated. It was literally orchestrated. And please forgive me, Sheila, but I'm going to use you as a metaphor, okay? This is what I'm talking about, everybody. If we don't necessarily pay attention to the self-empowerment, that inner voice, we will create and orchestrate for us to be able to facilitate massive change. And Sheila, you're going to make big changes this year, but they're going to be powerful changes. And I'm going to say this to you, you deserve the changes and the opportunities that's going to flood your direction. But be wise and all your choices, think it through and take action one step at a time, okay? Because you are literally rewriting your life journey. Michelle,
yes, ma'am.
I'll give you a chance.
Yes, I've been telling Sheila for some time that her life has completely done a turnaround, and it's just going to get better and better and better. And don't worry about our session tomorrow. Go get yourself checked, and then we will pick it up, and maybe Saturday evening or something, we can do something, and then I can work with you, do some energy work on you. But please just go
I
get yourself
so
checked because, yes, and it's been a long time that you just really got to get this done for yourself.
Yeah.
Two things also, if I may add to this. The masters are telling me that it's going to be very important regardless of the changes you choose to make is wearing good supportive shoes.
We just talked about this, didn't we?
You need to start looking into wearing more orthotics. Great places to go is like QVC. They have a lot of orthotics.
I had surgery on both of my feet, and I wear like really good insoles. Into regular shoes. I also, you know, go ahead and spend extra money on good shoes for myself.
Yeah, because that's your foundation, is your feet. And so they were really letting me know to share that with you, which is some of the problems that you've been having. Okay. You should be feeling already some relief. Because I was working on shifting your bones for you. There was one other key. Oh, and you also need to drink a lot of more water. Your kidneys and your liver has been on fire.
Really?
Okay.
Do a liver cleanse.
I've been drinking a lot more water. The past few days I haven't, but. Yeah, I've gotten pretty good about that.
Yeah, but when you're working, you will, we are not necessarily aware of how much we're actually sweating because it's not pouring down our faces or anything like that.
Yes, ma'am.
So as much as you drink, you're depleting it.
Yes.
Okay, so keep that in the back of your mind as well. But Michelle, did you want to add anything real quick before I say goodnight to Sheila?
Yes, do a liver cleanse. So dandelion root tea. Yep, dandelion root tea. You can pick up a liver cleanse at a Sprouts, a good one at Sprouts, or go on Amazon and just look up liver cleanses. I'll send you one, a good one that I use.
I thank you.
Yeah,
so
I had
much,
Michelle
lady.
Do a liver cleanse. You're very very well. Have you felt any relief now?
Well, I've been sitting here and I'm not really doing anything, so I can't.
Okay, gotcha.
I feel better. I feel like talking to you guys, you ladies. I'm sorry.
Good.
We're trying to uplift your vibration.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what we've all three of us have been working on. And you're an Aries, and I do apologize. You're not a Pisces. You're an Aries. So Aries are go-getters. They're leaders. They're go-getters. So, girl, go get them.
Yeah, put your seatbelt on because you're going to have an amazing year. Okay.
Yeah, I've been feeling
that.
I don't know how it's all going to happen, but I feel like that's going to happen. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you just...
You're very welcome.
Let me go for the night so I can get myself to bed.
Fair enough. And take good care of yourself, okay? Thank you for calling in.
Ma'am.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Okay, I'd like to... Oops, my switchboard's just jumped. And ladies, I want to forewarn you and to all our listeners, all my lines are lit up on the switchboard. Let's keep our questions down to a minimum, please. That way I can answer all calls, okay? I really need you guys' help with this evening. So I'd like to welcome area code 801 to USC. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Daryl Lynn
Wilson. Hi, Daryl Lynn. Good to have you with us this evening. Before we move forward, could you please give us your month and day you were born, please?
September 30th.
Okay. Thank you. So what's on your mind this evening, young lady?
I have three adult children that through a divorce the last 2.5 years that through narcissistic triangulation I've lost contact with them, and I just need to know if I can get my kids and 9 grandkids back.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to go ahead and call Mary Lou Ford, and Michelle, I'm going to alternate the both of you, okay? So, Mary Lou, if you would.
I'm really sorry this has happened. May I please have your name again, please?
Daryl Lynn.
Daryl Lynn. Okay, thank you. And may I ask where you're calling from?
Arizona. Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh, you're up here. Okay. So, you know, something's happened, and we don't like it. You know, we really don't understand it. And I think time is up. I think that you need to find these people, and you need to have conversations with them. And don't cause yourself stress. This is the only thing I would worry about, that this is giving you a lot of stress, especially on the physical level, like headaches, backaches, tummy aches, whatever, and, you know, keep yourself in alignment and keep yourself healthy, and just like Lilani says, your immune system up. Because these people have got to figure out what their priorities are. And it's important for you to figure out what is important. And I know your grandchildren are awfully important. And so narcissism is an equal. Yes? Okay.
Yes.
Narcissism
are
is a very evil thing. Right. I totally agree. So maybe it's more about your grandchildren than about your children, because your children are going to be learning and going and doing. But your grandchildren are special. And those are the ones that you want to stay in contact with. I think this is going to be slow. I don't think it's going to be like super fast where, you know, as soon as you contact them, maybe there's a birthday or a holiday, even just send them a Valentine. You know, just send your grandchildren a little Valentine in the mail, something simple to let them know that you love them and you care about them. But communication is what you want. And I feel that that will come in time. And in the, but the narcissism is an evil thing, and it's not easy to deal with. So I am in total understanding for your situation, but I think that once you decide, I think it's the grandchildren, okay? Can I say that? I think it's about them more than your children, okay, for the now. And eventually bring the children around. But the grandchildren, I think, are really important. And they miss you. Your grandchildren
miss
you,
them.
And they love you. They don't understand everything, you know?
Right, right.
So your grandchildren love you, and your children love you, too. It's just something got caught up in a bad energy that needs to be shifted and pulled out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make small gestures, okay, and in time, be patient. They will start reaching out to you, and that's exactly how you want it to unfold, okay?
Okay.
So on that note, I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you for calling in, okay?
Okay, thank you. Have a beautiful night.
You do as well. Good night. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and answer area code 111. Welcome to USC. Please state your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Leanna. It's Melissa and CO. And I'm so excited, y'all three together, the three great people helping back on the show. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. So do you have a particular question in mind?
Yes, I heard you, and everything was, you answered a lot of questions. Thank you very much. My particular question of mine, because I got loaded with bills, and I was able to stabilize. I just wanted to know if you still see where I have my place, the owner is. Is he still going to be nice and continue working with me? I did on payment. Anything on that, please?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and bring Michelle Ford. Michelle?
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Michelle. Okay, fine, thank you. Hi.
Yes, just as long as you have open communication with him and you're open and honest with him, he will work with you right alongside you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And keep, you know, keep making the payments as,
yep.
You know, as much as you can. And that's going to be your priority for the year, is really getting that in order. Okay. But things are going to start changing for you, Melissa, okay? Does that make sense for you?
Yeah. It's good news.
Fair enough. Okay, so not to worry. Do not bring different energy. Do not attract different energy by worrying. Just keep that open communication. Focus on getting those things cleared up in the best way you can, okay? And you're going to be okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So
thank you.
please forgive me, Melissa, but I'm going to leave you with that, hon. And shall I keep you on hold or disconnect you?
I'm going to be listening to you. Thank you very much. I know you got a lot of people want to talk to you. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Remember, we appreciate you. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 602 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Evelyn from Arizona.
Hi, Evelyn. Good to have you with us. What's on? First of all, may I have your month and day you were born, please?
9/26.
9/26. Okay. So what's on your mind this evening?
I'm just wondering if this is a good time to start looking for a different employment, different job. I've been at this one for 19 years.
Mary Lou, if I may.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we've been talking about this year and Pluto going into Aquarius in 2 days. And I think you're kind of attached to this job. You know, you maybe have friends or coworkers or something, you know, and you've been in it for a long time and you're used to it. But here's what I think is missing. I think you need more support. In other words, you need to be able to trust the people around you. Maybe you've had feelings sometimes, geez, is that person telling me the truth or not? Or maybe you've had times where, you know, you something nice happens and everybody's kind of like ho-hum. So I feel that whatever's been going on with this job for 19 years, you've healed. I feel that you're ready for a new chapter in your life. Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's karmic. Okay, do you understand karma?
Yeah.
Evelyn?
Yeah.
I feel that the fact that you're feel having this feeling in your body on an intuitive level that it's time for a change, I think it's karmic. In other words, it's fate, it's destiny. And I know 19 years is a long time, and I hope you have a pension or something from it. But it's time for new people, new experiences, new opportunities. And just know that whatever has happened in this job, you're over it. Can I say that?
Right.
And you're ready to move on. Okay, I hope that helps you. And it's positive. Yeah. It's very positive. It's not negative. It's positive.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's time for you to shake things up, woman.
Yeah.
In a very positive way, because you got a lot of great things that's going to be flooding in for you, which is going to really excite you on at a level that is going to put a smile across your heart. Okay. So I'm going to leave you with that. Okay.
All right.
Shall I disconnect you or put you back on hold?
No, I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Fair enough. And remember, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, I heard you. I actually heard you, okay? So lots of love and blessings to you. Get excited. Time to shake up your world, girl. It's mundane. The word you want to keep in mind, mundane. So with that said, I'd like to welcome area code 346 to USC. Please give us your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Leilani. This is Teresa. I'm calling from overseas.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you and all three of you are doing well.
Well, what do you think, ladies?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How is the weather in Spain, by the way?
It's like 20 Celsius here.
Ouch.
Really warm,
ooh,
like...
girlfriend. You need to fly over here and hang out with us for a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The winters are short here.
So what's on your mind tonight, young lady?
I am calling today because I actually wanted to get some advice from the three of you on how things will move forward with the relationship I'm in now this year, because I feel stuck at times, and I feel like on many occasions it feels like things are just keep on repeating again and again, and I wanted to get some insight from you.
Okay. Michelle, I'm going to call you to the forefront first, young lady.
Okay. Well, as soon as you started talking, the first answer that I got from my guides were, it's time to shed the excess weight. That means it's time to shed where you're at, who you're with, because it's going to keep going stale and you're going to keep being stagnant. So this is just what they're saying. You have a forecast of a beautiful future for yourself, and they don't want you being held back. And that came through so strong, it actually gave me goosebumps.
I actually got the exact same thing. I kept hearing, they were singing this song to me, I kid you not. It's time to let go. It's time to let go. I kid you not. I'm going, oh my God, are you kidding? For some reason, the angels and the masters seem to be in a mood for play, okay?
They really are.
Okay, real quick, Teresa. Matter of fact, Mary Lou, are you able to give real quick without...
Everything Michelle said is right. Everything Michelle said. And are you wearing a diamond, ma'am?
No, I'm not. I have no diamond on.
Okay, then enough said. That's it. It's time for your diamond. You deserve a diamond from this man. I don't care if you've known him. I know you've known him longer than a day. You've known him for a while. You need someone that matches your vibration. This guy is too slow, and I don't see him catching up to you.
You're higher than him.
You're at a higher level. You're at a higher vibration. Everything. You're a wonderful person. And as far as I'm concerned, if you don't have a diamond on your hand right now from him, it's time to move. Try and find someone that will give you that diamond. That's all I have to say.
Well, she's got a relationship coming in anyway. There's another relationship in the wings, so.
I know. But this guy's not giving her a diamond. What's he waiting for? We just had Christmas. So he's not waiting for Christmas. Maybe he's waiting for your birthday or maybe Easter.
We've been in this relationship for more than 6 years, and it does hurt hearing
Teresa.
I have to let go.
Girlfriend, you got too many opportunities that are about to unfold for you, and you're too worthy of great things, and these opportunities that's going to be coming in, you're not going to be able to receive them until you start taking action, because by you taking action is all about you understand your own self-worth. Okay? I'm sorry. Please forgive us, because, you know, I'm big on relationships, but don't miss the opportunity that's going to be coming your way, okay? That's all I'm going to say to you at this time.
Will this person be in Europe, or do I have to kind of go back to Canada to find this person?
You won't even have to work at the relationship. The new one that's coming in, you're not going to have to work at it. You guys are going to be like two peas in a pod. You'll be able to finish each other's sentences. He's going to be very loving and caring. He will literally, he's going to be one, and romantic. Oh, my Lord. I think I might move in with you, Teresa.
And, Teresa, you're not going to have to go far, so that's telling me you don't have to leave Spain.
That's
no.
right.
No. And don't change yourself.
No.
Stay the wonderful, kind person you are. Don't bend, fold, and mutilate for anyone. Just stay true to yourself.
That's right. So get excited, put your belt seat on, and keep us posted. You're very, very welcome, okay? Love you and appreciate
you.
Have a great day, okay?
Yes, you too. Have a good night.
Good night. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect you, Teresa. You didn't want to stay on, did you?
Thank you. I can stay in a little bit longer, and then I'll go.
Okay, fair enough. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay, I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 707 to USC. Your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, Valerie, California.
Valerie, good to have you with us, young lady.
Thank you.
You got some spunk in you. I like it. Anyway, may I have your month and day? When you were born? Is that please?
525.
Okay, hold on. 525, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. You might be on a cell phone because I noticed you're phasing in and out, so just bear with us, okay?
Sure.
So forgive me, Michelle, but I'm going to go ahead and call Mary Lou Ford.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I would like to see if I will be working next month in my field. It's in medical, and that is, stickler, I should say. They're still requiring certain things that I'm not willing to do. So I want to see if I could find a position that doesn't require that.
Oh, yeah. And listen, it's real important that you do not do the things that you're not. In other words, it's important that you do not do the things you don't want to do. Stick to your guns. Be real. As I'm saying, I'm talking about reality for everybody. And I think don't change who you are. Don't change, especially physically. Like, don't take on things that either give you stress or you worry about or you just ethically don't want to do it. And allow the people to come in. See, I think, if maybe you're having financial problems right now, that's going to turn around. And you're going to be getting really well paid for this new job. But a new chapter is coming, and it's already started. So don't think about, is this going to be next week, next month, next year? It could happen tomorrow. So you're on a new wavelength. You're on a new chapter. And I don't know. I see a man around you that may be a little negative or something. Could that be true?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
So you're not in a relationship?
No.
Okay, well, I see that there's a man around you. He could be a relative friend or coworker, someone from your past that kind of put you in a place of were you uncomfortable? And you decided, I'm not doing that anymore. And just know, you're not going to be around those kind of people anymore. You're going to be turning over a new leaf and have new experiences that are going to be good.
Okay. Now, do you
and
see that
your guns. Don't do it. Pardon me?
Right. Do you see that I will find a position doing what I'm trying
yes.
to do without having to
yes.
get what they, you know, I don't want to say it on it, but you pretty much know what I'm saying.
No, you don't have to say it because I can see it. There was a man, maybe a man doctor or a man supervisor or something that told you you had to do this, but you do not have to do it. You stick to your guns and you will be fine. Just don't give in.
Yes, you will get a job.
And I see it within the month. Yeah, within a month. If not before.
Because the field I was in, it's a high-paying job. It's a high-paying.
Yeah, but, you know, money is important. Yeah, money is real important right now to you. I see that. But you still have to do what's ethical for you.
Right. And that would be what would be. What I'm asking is, will I be able to do the job that I did in the past and that I'm trained for and not have to do what they require you to do in order to get the job? In other words, to take a medical procedure in order to get the job.
Yes.
Yes.
Mhm. Absolutely.
And that's within the month?
It is there.
Well,
that is correct. Within the month or sooner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this has kind of been a negative experience for you. So we want to take that and turn that around. You know,
right.
So make it more positive and know that this is a lifestyle. This is a chapter change. This is a new chapter.
Okay. Did you see it like in a
clinic?
Or, will it be in a clinic or a medical group?
No.
Leilani, can I say something?
Go ahead,
yes.
Michelle.
Go ahead, Michelle.
So what I see it in is in a private practice.
Okay.
It's going to be somebody, a practice that's going to be like-minded like you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, private. Yep.
Private.
That's
and
the
so,
same thing I picked up, Michelle.
And so I don't know about the position as of yet, do I?
I don't think so, but it's going to really pay well. You're going to make good money.
Right. Do you see how it would connect to that?
You see what, ma'am?
See how I will make that connection.
By trusting and believing and asking people and looking on the internet and going online and getting registered with different companies, all different ways, any way you want.
Okay.
This may be something brand new, a new chapter.
Okay.
I see.
Great.
Actually more online too, but don't dismiss different avenues, but I see you more online, okay?
Oh, finding the job.
You
got to
keep us posted. Yes.
Yeah.
But
because I've been trying.
Put the word out. Yeah. Put the word out. Let people know. Explore all different avenues. Don't cut yourself short. Okay.
Okay. I'll call you.
All right. Keep us posted.
Very good to see. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Shall I disconnect you?
I'll
or put, keep
listen.
You on?
Sure.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay. You're very, very welcome. Remember, we appreciate you, and we want your success. I'd like to welcome area code 929 to USC. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Stacy. I'm calling from Brooklyn. How are you today?
I'm good. I just love your voice.
Thank
I just
you.
Love it.
How are you, Leanne?
So, sassy as always. I'm not going to change, girl.
You bet not.
I have my roots in. Anyway,
right.
Stacy, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I'm trying to see what I should do. The company that I'm working at, I know they're going to be closing. I have a part-time job but you know, I have a part-time job that is, well, it's still full-time hours though. In health, there's a job that I'm trying to get. I don't think the position might not be available until like April, like March or April. I guess I think I might have answered my question. I'm trying to see, should I just keep the...
You did.
But once this first job, yeah, I think I answered my question. I already told myself what to do.
Yeah.
I already just told myself what to do. I was going to ask you, should I just stay in a healthcare field and just maybe work an extra day or two? Or I was going to say, should I just... Or should I, I mean, just, I think I answered my question, Diali. I'm sorry. I'm falling asleep, and I just answered my question on what I should do. I just told myself what I should do.
Stacey, you know I'm going to love you regardless, right?
Uh-huh.
And this has got to be between you and I only. Everybody close your ears. If the truth be told, we do that on this end as well. I will be having a conversation with somebody, and they'll go, I just answered my own dang question. And this is where when we come together and we, you know, I actually really love it because you are so tuned in to awareness, and you can also appreciate where you were getting too much up in the head, and it created a loop to – where you were confusing yourself, okay? And then once
yes.
you got... Anyway. Okay, ladies. Stacey already did part of our work, okay? Anyway,
you know what,
I'm really glad I got to...
Yeah. Okay, this is
go ahead.
Let me just ask you this question. Okay, there's a position, the company that I'm at now, I know they're going... they're still posting jobs. I know they're going to be closing. That was my question. Should I apply for the job at the company or should I just add, like I said, just add on a day or two extra at my other job, at my part-time
add
job?
On.
Add on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Okay. Add on.
And what do, okay, Mary Lou, add on or?
Yeah, whatever makes her happy. I mean, for you this year, Stacey, it's about joy and happiness. And whatever makes you happy and feel content and feel okay for now or whatever's happening, that's what you do. You've got a major year coming. And I hope you call back in and have a question about your year because you have a major year coming to you.
And Michelle?
Definitely add on because that job is going to come through March and April.
All right. Thank you. I'm
there
going to add
goes.
On. Awesome. Thank you. All right.
We'll leave you. We're going to leave you with that. Shall I disconnect you or put you back on hold?
I'll hold. I like listening to your show. Totally.
Thank you. It was
thank
a pleasure
you.
To hear your voice.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'd like to welcome area code 646 to USC. Your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
My name is Esther, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Esther. Good to have you with us this evening.
Thank
what is
you.
Your month and day you were born?
April 21.
It's always. Ooh, you're right around my birthday. You sassy woman.
I've
forgive
been told.
Me. I'm having a moment on this end. Okay, Miss, what is on your mind, Miss Esther?
Going through a little something. I mm-hmm. wish my mom was here, but hoping I can get some answers.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand that, too, because I lost mm-hmm. my mom as well.
Yeah.
That's sincere. I'm sending you a lot of love, and I'm giving you lots and lots of hugs.
you.
So, you're very, very welcome. And you deserve to have that. I want you to feel warmth. I'm sending you, through my hugs, a lot of warmth and a lot of love. And you're not alone. For some reason, I feel like I need to say that. You are not alone.
Oh, thank you.
And so you just kind of see, want to see what unfolds, or do you have a very specific question?
I'm going through something with my mother's apartment, and I'm trying to find out if I'm doing the right thing by what I'm doing.
Gotcha. Okay. Mary Lou?
Yeah, hi, Esther. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I believe that your mother is around you. You two are pretty close, and, you know, like you used to do things together and stuff. Maybe you didn't see her as often as you wanted.
Yeah.
But I feel you need to build up, not tear down. So I don't know what you're thinking about her apartment, but you want to maybe remodel it a little bit, rent it out. I mean, if you feel you'll make more money if you sell it or whatever, you want to build and make, you want to make money on it. You want it to be a positive experience because she would like that for you. And if you feel that, you know, selling it or leasing it out or whatever, I think that it would be good. But I think there's some renovations, some remodeling that has to be done. And it's all about building up, not tearing down.
Right.
Okay. And also, she's around, you know, you can talk to your mother anytime you want. Mm-hmm. You know, she's around you. And so did you guys like to, you know, like do things together?
Yeah, we were together too much. We always used to hang out, and then all of a sudden I end up being her caretaker.
Yeah, and she couldn't do as much as before. But she relishes those times, too. They were real important to her. And just because she's passed on doesn't mean her spirit has left. Her spirit's still there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just to tell you a little bit, don't want to get too much into it. It's just that I think they're going to try to take the apartment away from me. That's the problem.
Who's trying to take it?
The landlord.
The landlord.
Ah, gotcha.
Oh, the landlord.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just renting it.
Right.
He's
So you're in a situation where you have to decide. He's not a bad guy, though. He might help you work out something if you want to live there.
Yeah,
but
my name is
you don't want to live
there.
Okay, so he will work it out with you.
Okay,
but
that's
there may
good.
Be some things, you know. Yeah, go ahead, Michelle.
Okay.
Michelle.
Yep, I'm getting a message from your mom, and she said it's time to move on. That place has old memories that won't be, you'll be better off getting into a new place and making new memories because you're just going to walk around that apartment and keep thinking about mom, and you don't want to dwell on that. So she gave me the message. This is the exact message. It's time to move on.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that. Yeah. That'll be good.
Maybe you remodeling.
Yeah. And you have her stuff. You have her heart. You have a big piece of her. But being in that place it's not going to be healthy for you. So that landlord giving you a little bit of a push, it's exactly what you need. And that's what this year is about. is to move into a new space, move into, and be happy with yourself.
Yeah, as long as I get a good place, you know.
You will. Oh, you will. It's gonna be it's gonna be beautiful, actually. It's gonna be a really nice place.
That's good.
And you're gonna be extremely happy.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be glad you did it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Esther, I'm gonna leave you with that, hun. And keep us posted, okay? And
okay,
know that we love
you
and appreciate you. You're very
blessings
welcome.
To you guys, and y'all have been very helpful.
Thank you.
You too.
Shall I disconnect you?
No, I can listen on a little bit, yes. I can listen on. I'm
fair
good.
Enough. Okay. I'd like to go ahead and welcome area code 641 to USC. Please give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Rob. I'm calling from Iowa.
Hi, Rob. How are you this evening?
Very well. And yourself?
Always sassy.
Okay.
You cannot dress me up and take me anywhere. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of that going
you
around.
Funny, of course. We all need to be sassy one way or another. But, Rob, do me a favor and give us your month and day you were born, please.
August 13.
Thank you. Great. You'd be great on radio, by the way. Just thought I'd put that out there. But anyway, what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I guess this kind of exploratory. I planned a trip. Well, I didn't really plan a trip. I was going to go to San Diego today. And, like, everything just fell through. I couldn't get my vehicle started. Couldn't get my all this. And I kind of got this message of, nah, don't go. Curious if that was more like a safety, like transportation thing, like guardian angel, like, no, this isn't the time to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was to go out and meet these people or stay,
well,
stay where I'm at. And
I already know the answer. I know the answer, but I'm going to call the late. Michelle, I'll let you go first, hon.
Okay, so absolutely, it was definitely a safety. It was definitely to keep you out of harm's way. And did you say you met somebody new today?
No, I was going to go to San Diego for energy conference type thing. But I'm working on energy here in my community too. And I didn't know if they wanted me to stay here or go and learn something different.
Well, you definitely need to learn more new things. No. You definitely need to go learn more energies and different things because that's just going to open up your whole energy field and shift you into a whole new vibration. Definitely keep on the learning. That's amazing. But today was all about safety and it was all about keeping you protected because you have a lot of work ahead of you and you're going to do amazing things for a lot of people. So you are very, very gifted, and thank you.
So,
thank
Mary
you.
Lou, if I may call you forward. Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah. Yes.
Hi, Rob. Nice to meet you. See, it's all about power for you. And today the energies just weren't right, the weather and everything. Maybe wait till it, whether you want to call it, warms up a little, or I know there was a conference and everything. But I want you to have a good road ahead. So you need to, you know, make sure all the obstacles are taken away and your car is running good and you've got your, you know, little money in your pocket so you can get your gas or plug into the electric or whatever. Because I feel that you have going to be receiving some great ideas through your angels and guides. And I feel that you're going to be very successful, and one day you're going to have your own business. Now, maybe right now it's still early. You're just getting started. But Megatron is around you, and it's all about power. And don't give anybody this power. This is for you and you alone.
Oh, my God, Mary Lou, because that was the first thing I picked up, that he's a powerhouse.
Yeah, he is.
And he's going to work.
He doesn't realize it yet. He just doesn't realize it yet.
I know. And he's going to be working a lot with encodements and sacred geometry. Keep that in the back of your mind, Rob, okay?
All right.
You're also going to be bringing in a lot of other. Go ahead.
I do. Like, I had a visit, and they said, change tonight. And I didn't listen that first night, and they came back and they told me again. And I was in the ER, and they're like, yeah. And they're like, you got to change. So, and I woke up and the sacred geometry just started popping in, and I started painting again and doing all kinds of stuff. And so
there you
awesome.
Go. I run to my case. And you're just getting now, Rob. You're just getting started. And you, what's important to you is really follow those prompts. Things like this unfold for you. Know that they, because you're extremely well protected and you have a full army of angelic beings along with the ascended masters that are all around you. Okay? And I'm going to leave you with that.
All right. Thank you.
Ooh, I'm excited we got to meet you. I hope you'll call back again, Rob, and keep us posted on your developments, okay?
All right. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to speak with you. Have a great night, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Shall I disconnect you or
keep
you
on
hold?
No, I'd like to keep on listening. Yeah, I'd like to
listen. Fair enough. Oh, by the way, Rob, how'd you learn about our show?
Well, I was trying to log into another channel, and it fell through, and I was like, well, let's see what's out there. And I found you, and I was like, well, this sounds interesting. So
good. I'm glad you came to visit with us, and I hope you will return. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Mary Lou, what does the Masters have to share with Leilani?
Oh, wow. Okay, well, let me get my ass together here and see.
It's been a while since I asked you. In the meantime,
you're trying to get all the stuff going here. Well, so you want to ask Michelle? Or I can go ahead, but you're looking for your treasure, Leilani, and you're finding it. Don't give up. Your treasure is just right around the corner for you, and that's love and happiness and fulfillment in your work and everything that you're doing. It's important to keep your priorities in order. And like you were saying earlier, you know, there's just so much going on. So it's important to, you know, get things what we call prioritized. What are the most important things and what things can I wait till tomorrow or whatever? And I see nothing but good things for you. And just know that the energies are, your karma is good right now, especially for your emotions and getting a hold of yourself and looking forward to the future. And it's okay if things don't go real fast, you know, but they will. They will. They're going to take off like a rocket ship.
Oh, but I forgot to read the. Somebody forgot to send me the memo, okay, Mary Lou, because everything is going really fast for me, and I have to be organized. I mean, things are coming in so fast and furious that I get overwhelmed sometimes, and all the excitement and all the opportunities that are presented to me, I'm like, wow, this is amazing stuff. And for all of you that are tuning into the show this evening, this is exactly where I would entice you guys to be. Claim that for your own personal lives. But thank you, Mary Lou. And Michelle?
Yes. Well, this is a message for you and actually all of the callers and listeners. Archangel Michael was very prominent on telling me that this is for Leilani and all the callers and listeners, especially the callers that have called in to talk tonight. So the message that I received is, I am with you, giving you the courage to make the life changes that will help you work on your divine life purpose. So that was very powerful.
Oh, yeah. I love that message. My buddy, Michael himself. I love that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies, both for sharing your messages with me. I just like to get sassy on radio. I never do care for boring. You know, I gotta stimulate everything. But anyway, I just wanted to share real quick with all our listeners, if you'd like to personally contact Michelle, you can reach her either by email or phone. Her email address is realmsofpeace@outlook.com. Her phone number is 570-506-7847. And you may want to go visit with her on her website, and that's contourbodyandmind.com. And I'd like to also encourage all of you to visit with Mary Lou on her website, and that is trustyourangels.com. And Mary Lou, please give me your email address. Oh, it's mlc192@aol.com. Let me repeat that. M as in Mary, L as in Leilani, C as in Charlie, 192@aol.com. It's been a real pleasure, ladies. Thank you so much for your dedication for service of humanity. I really, really appreciate each and both of you, matter of fact. And I look forward to being on the shows again with you guys. And remember, we'll be on live again on Tuesday evening, so come and join us. I'm going to be having Steve Underwood on the show. So next week we'll be broadcasting Tuesday and Wednesday night. Mary Lou, we got about 2 minutes. If you would like to share any last-minute thoughts.
Well, I think this is an incredible time in the universe, and I think that this is an incredible time for all of us. It just isn't one particular person. It's just for everyone. And I really believe in my angels and my guides, and they help me every day. I found a big white feather on my front lawn yesterday, and I just love it, you know. So I know I'm protected, and my angels are around me. And I just want to hope and pray that your angels are all around you, too. And I hope you have a great, so I see you again.
Thank you, Mary Lou. And Michelle?
Yes, I want to say thank you again, Leilani, for having me be a part of your show. It's truly amazing. And for all of our listeners and callers, it was such an amazing time with you guys. I'm sending you all love and light, sending you all energies. I've been working on all of you throughout the whole show. And it's just going to be an amazing year. So just remember, if you fall down, get back up and start walking forward, because you guys are all going to rise above. And thank you so much and love you all.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. On that note, we want to wish each and every one of you a great evening. Thank you for inviting us into your homes. And remember, claim your personal empowerment and greatness. Good night to each and every one of you.